The miners' strike of 1984 was led by a fella who, in the very, very end of it all, was an ego contest between Arthur and Margaret Thatcher. He was coming out and he was going on television, and the men that supported him to the hilt and the families supported him to the hilt, all the enthusiasm had started to drain away because media, the television you're talking about, had really now concentrated on what's happening now. We're having violence. We're having men over in Merthyr Vale who attacked a miner going back to work. Remember, they threw a concrete block. I don't think for a minute the bloody boys intended to do what they did, but nevertheless, they committed a crime, didn't they? And then that added to the media building up violence on the picket line. And Orgreave was a classic example, towards the end, wasn't it, when the horses were used. I think it's the most violent confrontation between the miners and the state. It slowly evolved into capitulation, there's no doubt. But after the strike then, the men are the more politically aware people said, if the miners' union goes down, or if, not we, if, we, when we go down now, the trade union movement in general will suffer. And it has. There's no doubt about that. We can win it all. There's no doubt about that. I think we could have saved a lot of the industry.